And we'd like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight, Footlight Players, and they have yet another production coming up. It'll be opening April 1st and closing on the 10th, and it's a very interesting called Drinking Habits, and we have its director, Larry Prokowski. So welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very, very pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want you to just tell us a little about what Drinking Habits is for our audience. A straight play, musical, or tell us all about it. So go for it.
Sure. It is a straight play. It is considered a very fast-paced farce of a comedy. And the basic premise of the storyline is there is a convent, the Sisters of Perpetual Sewing, who are very paranoid and fearful right now that the Vatican is going to shut them down as part of a downsizing that the Vatican's doing for all convents that are not producing what they should be producing. So in an effort to spare their convent from being shut down, two of these sisters decide, unbeknownst to Mother Superior, by the way, to start making wine instead of grape juice and selling it to people within the community.
Excellent. How many people are in the cast?
There are eight people within the cast. There is Father Chenille, there's Mother Superior, sisters Augusta and Philomena, Paul and Sally, Sister Mary Catherine, and George the caretaker.
So tell us a little bit how long you've been in rehearsal. You're opening, April 1st, so it's not too far away. This is going to air right before that. And how COVID's impacted like your rehearsal process?
Sure. So we've been in rehearsal now for roughly about 4 weeks. We usually try to stick with a 6-week rehearsal schedule. COVID really, for this particular production, really hasn't impacted our rehearsals that much. We do a really good job at making sure that, in between rehearsals, in between performances, we really disinfect that theater really, really well. Everybody who is involved has had all their shots and boosters and such as well. So fortunately, it hasn't really been a huge impact on this particular production.
What is the size of your house?
We seat roughly about 70 or 80 theatergoers. It's wouldn't be considered a very large theater. It would be considered more of an intimate theater experience.
Yes, it's a sweet little space.
And you can't miss it. Cause
exactly, yeah.
Can't miss it because of the yellow awning either right there on Franklin.
That's right. Yep. Bright yellow awning. You can't miss it.
Probably should mention that if going to the Footlight Theater and you need to cross over 12th Street, that's closed, and so be aware of traffic patterns.
It is correct. It is 11th Street, the one with the railroad tracks on it. That road is closed, so you do have to navigate a little bit more cautiously getting up and down 421 from various directions.
Yeah, don't want to miss that opening.
Larry, nope. Tell us about your directing experience or performing experience, your background, your association with Footlight and elsewhere.
Sure. So I have been involved in community theater in Northwest Indiana since 1996. I have lost count, to be completely honest, with how many productions I've been involved in. However, some of my more favorite ones at Footlight have been where I played the role of Ellard in The Foreigner.
Okay.
Helping out with various other backstage endeavors. This is my first time directing at Footlight, but I have directed other shows at other community theaters prior to this one.
Are you part of the play selecting committee there?
I am, actually, yes. Yes. It was a fun experience because we just get inundated with scripts and, the group of us have to read all of the scripts that are submitted, for integrity purposes. And then we have a voting process and we decide our season from there.
So tell us about some of your other directing experiences and what groups you've worked with.
Sure. So I have directed another straight show called Early One Evening at the Rainbow Bar and Grill, which was done at 4th Street Theater in Chesterton. And also at 4th Street Theater in Chesterton, I've been involved with their, it's called their 8x10 Festival. So they take 8 10-minute plays, and each of them have a different director and typically a different cast. And they're shown all in one night.
Are those local playwrights?
They do come from all over the country, but we do have several local ones that do consistently submit their works.
Excellent.
Which is always good. You know, I mean, community theater is about supporting the local talent and really, you know, building up people to not only have the courage to get up on stage, but also, you know, have that creative outlet as far as writing, directing, designing, and everything else that goes along with community theater.
Briefly, what do you do outside of theater to actually live on?
Sure. So my main job, I am actually a wealth and retirement advisor with Harbor Trust, an investment management company in Michigan City.
Excellent. Well, we're getting into about a minute left, so we want to remind our audience dates, times, how to get there, and everything like that. And also the next production is The Sound of Music in June. Are you involved with that?
I am not, because I'm actually going to be in a show at 4th Street Theater. So
very good. So tell us a little bit. Remind us of the dates, how to get tickets, when, where to go.
Sure. Okay, so the show is going to run Friday, April 1st, Saturday, April 2nd, Sunday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 7th, through Sunday, April 10th. Show times for the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are 7:30 p.m., and the Sunday shows are a matinee at 2 p.m. Doors typically open about 45 minutes prior, and you can get your reservations by calling 219-874-4035. So check us out at footlightplayers.org, where we actually have a coupon on there for reduced admission costs.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art of the Air Spotlight. That's the Director of Drinking Habits, Larry Pitowski. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.